Aircheckdownloads.com.
On your radio.
Smart speaker.
And on the Nation Player app. Across the Northeast.
This is Nation Radio.
The top stories this hour.
Good morning, just gone 7 o'clock, Monday morning after the night before. It's the 23rd of March. A few people missing from work this morning, I shouldn't wonder. But well done for you for getting up this early. Like me, this is Simon Grundy in the morning across the North East on this Monday. This is Nation Radio. There's problems with the trains Grand Central and Transpennine Express this morning, a bit further south, but do check. And there's no Shields Ferry after storm damage in January for a few more weeks. ABC. 80s, before that 90s, Dodgy at 10 past 7, first thing on this Monday morning. And a 90s soundtrack to a film that I watched last night. After Derby and then the Cup Final, a couple of football matches, we wanted something a bit light before going to bed. Well, we thought it was going to be light, but it wasn't. You know the film set in Scotland, The Lad with Tourette's, that got an MBE from the Queen, and it was his life story that is called I Swear. We noticed it was on Netflix, so we thought we'd give it a watch a couple of hours last night, but I've never laughed and cried at the same time before. I didn't think it was possible to be able to do that. But obviously, when you're laughing at somebody with Tourette's, you think, oh, geez, should I really be laughing? And then, of course, you're crying because of what's happening to him. As a Ben, he got beat up a lot and then became an advocate for people with Tourette's. Absolutely amazing. In the 80s and 90s, nobody really knew what it was. And yeah, you got an MBE from the Queen, and even the Queen features in I Swear. Absolutely brilliant. If you've never seen it before, never heard of it before, it won a load of BAFTAs awards. And we watched it last night. But as I say, see how you feel when you're watching it there. You're laughing and then you're crying at the same time, which is just mad. Anyway, also saw the Peaky Blinders movie over the weekend as well. Yeah, we didn't do much over the weekend. Just sat, watched telly. By the sound of it, you're thinking, well, not just that, but we did do a lot of footy and a lot of movies. But yeah, the Peaky Blinders film's good, really good. I Swear, about the lad with Tourette's, really good as well. Right now, though, here we are for a Monday morning. Back to normality, I guess. And Lola Young.
You know I'm impatient.
Wax in the 80s, building a bridge to your heart. And up to date with Lola Young before that. We do play the best variety of hits. Nation Radio 718 and Make Me a Winner. £700,000 on Friday. I'll tell you how you can get yourself in the draw and hope that it's you. Maybe you need some extra cash to buy Easter eggs this year. Yes, shrinkflation is a thing. They're getting smaller and they're getting more expensive because chocolate cocoa powder is going through the roof cost-wise, apparently. Not only that, some chocolate bars can't be called chocolate anymore because they don't contain enough chocolate. Yeah, and the supermarkets are piling them high, so you buy them early, and then you eat them, and then you go and buy them again. That is a thing in retail, because we can't even, just for a few weeks, leave them and then give them at Easter. We eat them, and then we have to buy again, so we actually are spending double the amount on Easter eggs that are smaller and more expensive. Jeez, what a rip. Anyway, the latest traffic in a moment for the Northeast.
Aircheckdownloads.com.